There's a common refrain in the history of Judaism in America that the Hashkama Minyan was invented because the early Baal Batim in America who would go to work on Shabbos would go daven early, because who else would want to wake up early on a Saturday morning? They would go daven early in a special early minyan, and they would go out to work afterwards. And this is where the invention of the Hashkama Minyan came from. What we'd like to do is to show that there's a little bit more to Hashkama Minyan than just going to work on Shabbos, and it has its sources in Harei Kodesh, in very holy places. And let's jump right into the sugya, which is kind of based on this week's parsha. The Mordechai, which is in the back of the Gemara on Masechta Shabbos in Perek HaKisvei in Os Shin Sariches. So he writes, and you have it here in front of you, he writes that the Minhag HaOlam Mesedavin early in the morning during the week, but on Shabbos, people sleep later, and therefore they daven later. This is what the Mordechai writes. And he says, the reason is based on the pasuk in this week's parsha. Now, it's going to be odd. I'm telling you, the Bali Kriya will just, you'll have to hold your horses for a second. But the Mordechai says, that the pasuk says, by the Korban Tamid, Baboker, Baboker, implying that the tefillah should always be done, Baboker, Baboker, very early in the morning. However, when it comes to the Korban by Shabbos, it's by the Korban for the Tamid Shal Shachar of Shabbos, it says, Uvayom HaShabbos. Uvayom implies just during the day. It's an exclusion from Baboker, Baboker being very early in the morning, and implies a later davening. On Shabbos, it's only Bayom, meaning as later as technically you would like. During the week, the Korban for Shachar is Baboker, Baboker, very early. And this is the difference between the week and during the day. And the Diyuk is based on the Gemara in Yuma Daf Lamed Gimel. Uses the expression Baboker, Baboker to teach which of the services of the Beis HaMikdash take precedence earlier in the morning. And wherever you find Baboker, Baboker implies that that piece of Avodah should be done earlier than the one, as opposed to the one that's different, that should be done first. And he says he saw this in the name of High Gaon, going back to the Gaonim. And the same idea is found as well in the Maharil, in his Hilchos Shabbos Sof Lamed Zayin, citing Rav Yitzchak of Nordhausen as well, from the earliest of the Rishonim. So based on this Mordechai, you have the Ramah in front of you in Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim and Siman Reish Peyal of Sif Aleph, regarding the halachos of Shabbos. He says, the minhag is to daven later on Shabbos than you do during the week. The minhag is to come to shul later on Shabbos, not later after davening starts. Later than you would during the week. Than you would during the week. Mishum tamid shel yomos hachol, because the korban tamid of the weekday ne'amar baboker ve'etzal Shabbos, by Shabbos it says ne'amar uvayom, implying a later time of the day. Yom haShabbos demashma yichur, implying it's later. Now there are two problems.
Wouldn't that be a problem with the first second you can daven?
Good. Well, we're going to get to all these things. We're going to touch on all these things soon. There are two problems, technically, with the statement of the Mordechai. They have to do with just the basic pshat and the psukim. The first is that Uvayom HaShabbos is not talking about the Korban Tamid. It's talking about Musaf. The Uvayom HaShabbos is talking about Musaf. It's not talking about the Tamid Shal Shachar. So that's the first issue. What does A have to do with B? Apples and oranges. And the second thing is, Baboker, Baboker doesn't appear anywhere by the Korban Tamid. It's a totally separate area. Baboker, Baboker is not, that expression appears nowhere in the Parsha of the Korban Tamid. Both Parshas of the Korban Tamid, both in Tetzava, and again here in this week's Parsha, it doesn't appear at all. So the Mordechai made up a Pasuk, and the Pasuk's not even talking about the right thing. So the Achronim have a lot to discuss here about this source. Let's go through a number of the explanations. The first is the Big Day Yesh. So the Big Day Yesh is the commentary on the bottom of the Mordechai in a standard page of the Gemara. So he says that Mordechai is really talking about something else. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Chesem and Bey says, Yechelki im hamispalin im edume chama, that my portion should be with those people who are there to daven when the sky is red, meaning when the sun is coming up. That's the best time to daven, the rising and the summit of Asikin. And therefore, the Mordechai is simply explaining, he's trying to come with a limud chus as to why on Shabbos we daven later. When Mi'ikar Adin, we should always be trying to daven as early as possible. So he says the Mordechai is kind of like coming from left field, and he's not really talking about what we think he's talking about. He's not coming up with like a mitzvah to daven later. He's trying to come up with a limud chus. That's the Big Day Yesha, number one. Number two. The Bach on this siman in Shulchan Aruch, he suggests the Mordechai is very well aware that the pasuk is referring to Musaf. He knows the pasuk is talking about. It's not talking about Shachar. The Gemara in Yuma says that the Korban Tamid Shal Shachar and the Korban Musaf Shal Shabbos were brought one after another. Once you finish the Korban Tamid, which represents Shacharis, right after it was done, you went right into offering the Korban Musaf of Shabbos. Therefore, since the Musaf was later because of the Pasuk Uvayom, that's what the Mordechai is saying. The Korban Musaf is offered later in the day because of the Pasuk Uvayom of Shabbos. Therefore, the Korban Tamid Shal Shachar also has to have been brought later because the Korban Musaf is schlepping it later into the morning. Why should a person daven later on Shabbos? So he says, because Onig Shabbos. There happens to be you want to sleep more, so a person will daven later because they want to have Onig Shabbos fulfilled with sleeping. Therefore, says the Bach, in the winter, there's no reason at all to daven later. Why? Because you went to sleep earlier in the winter, because this is a time where they did not have electric lights. You went to sleep when it got dark. You already had your Onig Shabbos the night before when you went to sleep at 6 o'clock after the Suda. So the Bach says there's no inyan to sleep late in the winter, because you had your Onig Shabbos the night before, and you're cut, you're rested up, and therefore you're not allowed to sleep later, says the Bach. So Rav Asher Weiss suggests that Onig Shabbos is Midivrei Kabbalah, and since it's Midivrei Kabbalah, we know the Pasuk of Onig Shabbos is learned from Yeshayahu Navi, so since that's from the Nevi'im, that is Docha, the concept of Zrizim Akdimin, the Mitzvahs. Because a person may say, what about Zrizim Akdimin? I have to perform the Mitzvah of Davening as early as possible in the morning. Who cares about Onig Shabbos? Since Onig Shabbos is Midivrei Kabbalah, it stems from the words of the Nevi'im, it pushes aside the concept of Zrizim Akdimin, the Mitzvahs. And he says, in addition, the concept of Davening later is strengthened with the Pasuk of the Remez that the Mordechai brings, and he, in a different place, in Minchas Asher and Shmos, he elaborates and explains that the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos is more important than a Hidr mitzvah. A Hidr mitzvah is coming to make what you're doing better, but Kavod Shabbos is a mitzvah on itself. The dressing up of the mitzvah, the Hidr mitzvah of Zrizim Akdim of the mitzvos, will never push aside the etzem reality of Oneg or Kavod Shabbos. And therefore, you'll tell me, Zrizim Akdim, it's very important to daven early, but Oneg Shabbos is a mitzvah on its own that stands by itself. And therefore, even though it may be great to daven early, Oneg Shabbos will push aside Zrizim Akdim in such a case. The Hagos Yad Ephraim, which is on the standard printing of the Shulchan Aruch, has a fantastic chiddush. He says that we have a machlokas in Shas, where the Korban Tamid is brought by the fourth hour, or whether it's brought by Chatzos, right? This is why, l'chadchila, we daven by the fourth hour of the day. If it happens that somebody doesn't daven by the fourth hour of the day, they're still allowed to daven Shachris until Chatzos b'di'evet. L'chadchila, you should not set yourself up to daven by Chatzos, but if it's past the fourth hour of the day, you're still allowed to daven until Chatzos, because there's a shita in the Gemara that says that the Korban Tamid is brought by Chatzos. So we pass on the shita that says the fourth hour of the day. That's the halacha, and therefore that's why we daven Shachris by the fourth hour of the day. Now, we know, when is the Korban Musaf offered? By the sixth hour of the day, by Chatzos. So listen to what the Yad Ephraim says. He says, on Shabbos, you're allowed to follow the opinion l'chadchila that says that Shachris can be davened by the sixth hour of the day. Because on Shabbos, Uvayom HaShabbos, everything is schlepped after the Korban Musaf, and therefore you l'chadchila, you can have, a 10:30 minyan. There's no worry about it. Kriya Shva, something else, but you can have a 10:30 minyan. You can make sure you get to there by Chatzos, Yidav and Musaf, and says the Yad Ephraim, no problem whatsoever, 100% l'chadchila. This is not the opinion of the poskim. Rav Ozner has a tshuva in the Shevet Levi in Chelek Hei in Siman Lamed Hei in Os Dalid, and he says this is not correct. He says that on Shabbos, the Zman Tefillah is the fourth hour of the day. That doesn't change. The Tzlach, the Note of Yehuda, in his commentary in the Brachos, commentary in the Gemara in Brachos Daf Chav Ches, says that on Shabbos they would bring the Korban Tamid at the end of the fourth hour. Meaning, what they would do is they would start the bringing of the Korban Tamid at the end of the fourth hour of the day. Once it started within the Zman, doesn't have to be completed, you're fine. And therefore it would take the entire fifth hour, and by the time the fifth hour is done, it took an hour to offer it. What time is it? It was Chatzos. And therefore that's how you had that you would offer the Korban Tamid Shal Shachar of Shabbos, and then immediately go into Musaf. because you would simply offer it at the end of the fourth hour. And therefore, that would allow them to take the whole hour of the fifth, and they would bring it, start the Korban Musaf by the sixth, and therefore, there was no davening later on Shabbos. Okay. Shita number three is the Radvaz. The Radvaz is a Chuvin Chelik Beis in Siman Tafri Shirdal. He suggests that the Pasuk Uvayom HaShabbos is followed by the expression Alal Olas HaTamid V'Niska. Since it references the Tamid within the Parsha of the Musaf of Shabbos, therefore it's a remez that the Korban Tamid of Shabbos should be brought later. That's what the Radvaz wants to say. He says, you know, the Mordechai knows what he's talking about. Within that pasuk, there's a remez to the Ola of Shabbos as well, and therefore the Ola of Shabbos can also be brought later as well. The Bach also suggests this. Nevertheless, the Radvaz is very happy with his fancy shtickle Torah, but he says it's not lahalacha. I didn't bring it on the sheets, but listen to how he concludes. He says, V'afa pisha reisi panim latam haminag l'kaim divrei Rishonim. Even though I have defended the Rishonim who say that you should daven late on Shabbos, lo tachshov shani sover shemina yafahu. I don't think it's the right thing to do, says the Radvaz. It's not okay to daven late on Shabbos. Ela minhag bilti hagun. It's an improper thing. Ela yashkim l'tfila b'Shabbos k'mo b'shar yamim. You have to get up early, just like you would during the week. If you daven at a 6:30 minyan on the weekday, then you daven at 6:30 minyan on Shabbos. No difference, he says. V'afil l'fi atam j'b'yom mashma icha. Even though uvayom implies later in the day, it's not boker. Mikamakum is reason makdimin l'mitzos, he says. And therefore, says the Radvaz, I defend to the Mordechai, but you should daven early on Shabbos. The Radvaz also deals with the question of baboker baboker, that it does not appear anywhere by the Korban Tamid. So he suggests that the Korban Tamid Shal Shachris is mentioned in Parshas Tetzaveh. It's also repeated here in Parshas Pinchas. So he says, what is baboker baboker? It means boker boker. The boker of Parshas Tetzaveh together with the boker of Parshas Pinchas. And then it repeats itself again over here, and he rejects this because it's hard to compare the words boker in one parsha to one many parshios away, and he rejects that idea. That was suggestion number three in order to defend the Mordechai. Number four comes from the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer, Rav the Panim Yafos, Rav Pinchas Halevi Horowitz. So he writes on this pasuk. The Panim Yafos is his commentary on the Torah, really a commentary on Rashi, but he extends it to the rest of the Torah. So he addresses the issue that the Pasuk is talking about Musaf. He says, you cannot offer the Korban Musaf before Chatzos. That's the halacha. You can't offer the Korban Musaf before Chatzos, and the Tfilas Musaf has to match the Korban. We do daven Musaf before Chatzos, but in the Beis HaMikdash, you don't offer the Korban Musaf before Chatzos. Therefore, he says, Musaf shouldn't be recited before Chatzos. This is the Chiddush of the Panim Yafos. You're not allowed to recite Musaf before Chatzos. But on the other hand, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, in a different place, in Siman Reish Pei Ches, it's usher to fast on Shabbos during the first 6 hours of the day. You can't fast during the first 6 hours of the day on Shabbos. So what are you supposed to do? If I can't, I'm not going to be able to daven Musaf until Chatzos, and I can't eat that whole time, because you can't eat until you make So you say Musaf, and you're not going to say Kiddush until after you finish Musaf l'chadchila. So what am I going to do? So what should we do? So the Magen Avraham writes in Simin Kuf Nun Zayin, he says that the start of the clock of where you're not allowed to fast during the first 6 hours of the day begins when you wake up. That's the Kiddush of the Magen Avraham. It's not that you can't fast until Chatzos. It's that you can't fast the first 6 hours of the day, says the Magen Avraham. Whatever time you wake up is the 6 hours of the day that you are not allowed to fast past that sixth hour. So therefore, says the Panim Yafos, he puts everything together. He says, we sleep later on Shabbos, so that the beginning of our 6 hours is later for when we wake up. And therefore, we're able to daven Musaf after Chatzos. And it turns out that we sleep later, so we can come to shul later, so we can daven Musaf after Chatzos. So you wake up at 8, you come to shul, and now you can fast technically until 2, and you said Musaf by Chatzos, and says the Panim Yafos, he brings all the sugyas together, and he makes it nice. Again, it's all depending on the idea that you can't daven Musaf before Chatzos, which is not the minhag, but within that realm, it works according to the Panim Yafos. So it would come out that we have here in Shulchan Aruch a Ramah, which very clearly says that the proper minhag is to daven later on Shabbos than you would during the week. However, we have many achronim who are bothered by this Rama, and they try to defend it with all different types of interesting explanations we went through. There is another source that calls into question the Rama, and that is the Gemara here in Megillah and Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, "B'yom tov ma'achrin lavo u'maharin latzeis." On Yantif, we come late to shul and we leave quickly. "B'yom kippurim ma'harin lavo ma'achrin latzeis." On Yom Kippur, we come to shul early and we leave late. "U'b'shabbos ma'harin lavo u'maharin latzeis." On Shabbos, we come early to shul and we leave earlier. So Rashi has to explain everything that's going on over here. He says, "Yantif or ma'achrin," because we have to prepare the Suda before you come to Shul. On Yantif, you can prepare for the Suda. You want the food to be fresh, so you prepare in the morning of Yantif before you come to Shul. Fine. Yom Kippur, you're not eating. So you come to Shul early, and you're not eating afterwards, so you're going to stay late. On Shabbos, he says, Rashi explains, and this is all based on a Masechah Sofrim. On Shabbos, Rashi says, you're quick to come to Shul because the Suda's already been prepared. You can't prepare the Suda on Shabbos. So the Suda's already been prepared. You're free. And therefore, Rashi says, why do you come to Shul early on Shabbos? To say Kriya Shema Kevasikin. You come to Shul early on Shabbos to daven Kevasikin, says Rashi, and you're quick to leave so you can start the Shabbos meal. So we see here from the Gemara assumes that you should come to Shul on Shabbos early to daven. L'chadchil to say Shema Kevasikin, but certainly to start the day early and to daven at that time. So the Tshuvas Chikrei Levin Yeridei and the Hashmatas Norachayim Simnyan Gimel, the Aruch HaShulchan here in our Simon also asked this question, how do people daven late on Shabbos? Rashi, the Gemara and Megillah tell us that you have to daven early on Shabbos. Where does this come from? The Prisha asks as well, how could the Rama go against the Gemara and Megillah? Don't tell about the Mordechai and the Maril. We have Shas, we have Tanayim Namarayim telling us you have to have an early on Shabbos. So he explains that the Gemara means that once you wake up, you have to come to shul right away, you shouldn't schlep around. But what about Rashi? That's not what Rashi said. That's good according to the Gemara. But Rashi says you have to come to shul, daven kevasikin. So the Mishabura even writes, look at the Mishabura. Shegam b'Shabbos mitzvah lemaher likros kriya shma kevasikin. The Mishabura even the Mishabura has a problem with the Ramah. On that simon, he says, but what about davening kriya shma kevasikin on Shabbos, as Rashi said? The Tshuvas Ish Matzliach in Orachayim cites the Mizaka HaRabim, who says whoever davens Kevasikin on Shabbos has a greater extent of the Neshami Yaseir, goes on all different types of Kabbalah. It's probably based on the comments of the Kaf HaChaim. The Kaf HaChaim says the reason why we stand for Nishmas before, at the end of Pesukei Dezimra, is because during Nishmas we are Mekabel the Neshami Yaseir. Which then raises a lot of different questions, because I didn't have a Neshama Yaseir for the first 12 hours of Shabbos. So I'm not exactly sure. There's obviously aspects of Kabbalah that are above my pay grade. But he's reflecting the idea that when you start your davening Shachris, you get the Neshama Yaseir. So the earlier you daven, then more Neshama Yaseir. What are you waiting for? So this throws a loop as well. It throws a wrench into the whole thing as well. Besides for the difficulties in the Mordechai, you have a Rashi, you have a Gemara that says to daven early on Shabbos. Rabbi Dovid Mandelbaum, who's the author, who's a prolific author, the Parti Sos of the Chadosh, he's a fantastic Talmud Chacham. He has a very popular set on Shas called Daf al Hadaf. It's these big blue volumes which he collects all different fantastic Gemara Makomos. He has a long, long piece here about the above Gemara, and he cites Zoars and Parshas Vayakel and the Ruchaim Vital and the Pri Etz Chaim, the Arizal, the importance of Davin early on Shabbos. Every single Mari Makom, besides for the Mordechai and the Ramah, seems to stress the importance of davening early on Shabbos. It is a very difficult Ramah that nobody seems to have a good grasp on. And the Tshuvas Rav Yehuda Miller and Simen Kuf Lamadal writes that certainly the Maharil, who was the greatest of Chachmei Ashkenaz, certainly davened Kevasikin during the week. And therefore, he means that maybe you should daven a little later than Vasikin, but not that you should daven so much later, you should daven as early as possible. And we also find within the sheet of the Balei Tosos, many of the Balei Tosos, the Chachmei Ashkenaz, advocating saying Shnai Mikra before davening. It's like a very big yisod they bring down again, and the importance of saying Shnai Mikra before davening on Shabbos, before Shachris. So this may fit in with the minhag that they had as well. But at the end of the day, we have the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, and this is clearly where the minhag comes from. The inyan of Oneg Shabbos, as the Bach explains, people want to sleep late on Shabbos, it's enjoyable. And it could be the Mordechai is a limud zchus on the defense, meaning it's clear cut from Chazal, and many of the Rishonim and the Poskim that it should be a regular early davening. Why would you make it later? You want to daven as early, you want to get to learning, whatever you have to do. You have things to do to enjoy Shabbos. And therefore, it would seem that perhaps the Mordechai and the Ramah is a limud zchus, but nevertheless the Ramah brings it. And this is the source of davening later on Shabbos. But it would turn out that those who daven kevasikin on Shabbos are certainly the best to be choshesh for Rashi, and certainly the earlier davening is the preferable davening for all the reasons that we brought before. But we did touch upon the union of sleeping on Shabbos. People like to say sleeping on Shabbos is an oneg Shabbos. Is that true? Is that a real thing? Do we just make that up to make us feel better about ourselves for our long naps on Shabbos? So there is, in fact, a long, long tradition of union of oneg Shabbos and sleeping. So we'll go through some of those sources just to wrap it up. Besides for the Bach that we saw, the Bach said again, black on white, that we sleep daven later on Shabbos in order to have oneg Shabbos of sleeping. The Tur in Siman Reish Tzadi allows for naps on Shabbos when it is Oneg Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah in the beginning of Orach Chaim in Siman Dalet and Sifkat Lamed Vav in discussing the issue of sleeping during the day. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch are not fans of napping during the day. They think it's all different types of not positive things. Obviously, if a person needs to nap in order to function, it's allowed. But the idea of just taking leisurely naps for the fun of it, the halacha is not a fan of. But the Mishnah Berurah writes over there that on Shabbos, it's allowed mishum oneg Shabbos, but not during the week. So we have such an idea in the poskim. One of the earliest sources is a sefer called the Yalkut Ruveni on Parshas Veschanan. He says, Shabbos is Rosh Tevos, Shena B'Shabbos Tainug. That's the source. Shabbos is Rosh Tevos, Shena B'Shabbos Tainug. Sleeping on Shabbos is a pleasure. The Bnei Saskar cites Rav Pinchas of Karetz, who says that all aspects of creation need to rest. The more chias, the more life something has, the more rest it needs. And therefore, on Shabbos, we have Nesham Yisera. For the Nesham Yisera, we need a little extra sleep for our Neshama Yisera. What?
Double sleep.
There you go. The Sefer Libam Shal Yisrael about the Leiv Simcha of Ger, he records that the Leiv Simcha was very concerned about the Rambam in Hilchos Deos. He says not to sleep during the day, and therefore he felt the drush of Shena B'Shabbos Tainug is a heter, only being done for Oneg Shabbos, but not to be taken advantage of. Ruchaim Velazhin, they tell the story that Ruchaim Velazhin once walked into the Beis Medrash in Velazhin on a Shabbos afternoon, and he saw two students who were speaking Dvarim B'Telem, mundane speech in the Velazhin Beis Medrash. And he walked over and he said, what are you doing? He said, preferable to go take a nap than to sit in the Beis Medrash and battle and talk about whatever else is going on. Shena B'Shabbos Tainug. So one of the students who was a bit chutzpahdik replied, but for him, the Rosh Tevo spell, Sicha B'Shabbos Tainug. Speaking on Shabbos is a Tainug. So why shouldn't I sit here in the Beis Medrash and speak? So Rav Chaim replied to him regarding the student, the Pasuk in Kohelet says, V'lev kasil l'smolo. The heart of the fool is on the left. So what does that mean? V'lev chacham limino. And the heart of the wise man is on the right. So he said, for the word sicha on the oshin, so the dot goes on the left. But for the os shena, the dot goes on the right. So for the chacham, it goes on the right, shena. For the ksil, for the fool, who wants to talk all Shabbos and waste time, so it goes on the left. And that's how he replied to the young man. Rav Yecheskel of Shinova, the Shinova Rebbe, says, shena b'Shabbos tainug is only fulfilled if you go to sleep in the same fashion that you would go to sleep at night. You have to get into your pajamas, you have to have whatever it is you do beforehand. It has to be a geshmak sleep. Napping on the couch, says the Shinova Rebbe, is not considered enough tainug. The Mishnah Halachos argues on this. He says taking a nap is just fine. The Pele Yoetz under the Erech of Shena writes that when a person goes to sleep on Shabbos, they should say, Hareini Shochev Lishin Mishum Oneg Shabbos. You should declare, I'm going to sleep because of Oneg Shabbos. The Shla writes in Masech of Shabbos that sleeping on Shabbos must be within a reasonable measure, he writes. He says, Obilvad Shlo Yarba V'yosu Midai, not too much. Shlo Yivienu L'Bitol Torah, you shouldn't lead to Bitol Torah. Kilo Evril Shabbosus El Agirsa, because Shabboses were created to learn Torah. We discussed this a number of years ago by Parshas Vayam, based on the Yerushalmi and the Yalkut Shimoni, teaches us that the Parshas Vayakel has the word, the beginning of the Parsha Vayakel. Since the Parsha deals with Shabbos, is telling us that Shabbos should be used to gather together to learn Torah, not for taking a nap as well. And the Mishnah Berurah also writes not to sleep too much on Shabbos. The Divrei Eliyahu records that the Gra was asked why he didn't sleep a lot on Shabbos. If there's an Inyan of Shein of a Shabbos Tainug, come on, Vilna Gaon. Let's say they say the Vilna Gaon slept four half-hour segments in a 24-hour period. That's what the Talmidim writes. It wasn't 2 hours straight, but it was half-hour segments broken up. So at least on Shabbos, another half-hour, something like that. So he replied that medically it's not advisable to have too much tanugim, too much pleasure, not too many donuts, not too much fried chicken. It has to be within reason, or else a person gets sick. And therefore he says, if I engage in too much tanug, too much sleep, it's not going to be good for me. The Sefer Migdolei HaTorah VaChassidus records that the Rebbe of Rishon didn't sleep more on Shabbos. He explained that if one is verschlufft, one takes a shluf on Shabbos, he's missing out on Oneg Shabbos. The real Oneg Shabbos is being awake and in taking advantage of all the opportunities on Shabbos. And he told the following story. He said that when Napoleon became emperor, he stayed awake for 3 days straight. And the doctors came to him and said, it's not safe. And he said, if I go to sleep, I'm going to miss out on the Oneg, the pleasure, the gemishmak of being a melech. How could I sleep over Shabbos? He said, every single moment is to be enjoyed and take advantage of. No sleeping. The Yeshuas Moshe of Vizhnitz says, Shein b'Shabbos tainig is meant for someone who has no other tanugim on Shabbos except sleeping. But if you have other tanugim, other enjoyable things, do those. He says, meaning sleeping on Shabbos is the last tanug you should have. There's other things to do, and do those instead. The Rosh Shalom Shvadron tells the following story, that the Chibina Rav used to test the children in Shari Chesed every Shabbos. They would come to his house and knock on the door during the Sudor in the afternoon, and they would ask to be fehered on whatever they learned during the week. It was a big kavod to have the Chibina Rav ask you questions what you were learning. So one Shabbos, a boy came to be tested, and he knocked on the door, and no one answered. So he knocked louder, really, really banged on the door more and more, until the Chibina Rav opened the door. So he asked the boy what he wanted. So the boy said, I'm here for a feher. I want to be tested on my learning of the week from Cheder. I want to be tested on Bava and Metzia. So the Rav told the boy some advice. Said the Chibina Rav, if you knock on the door and nobody answers the first time, don't knock louder. Maybe they're sleeping. It's just good midos, good derech eretz. So the boy looked at the Chibina Rav innocently and said, what? The Rav was sleeping on Shabbos? And the Chibina Rav told Rosh Shalom Shadron, from that point on, I never slept on Shabbos afternoon again, because the boy thinks that this is what the Rav should do, this is how the Rav should act, and I don't want to disappoint him. And then from that point on, I never slept on Shabbos again, because this is what the boy thinks that the rabbi should be doing. The Meiri on Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches, cites Yerushalmi, the importance of making Shabbos enjoyable, even taking sleep and naps and things like that. And there's a machlokas there, who should sleep on Shabbos, who should not. So there's a machlokas in the Yerushalmi, the Mefarshim on the Yerushalmi, how do you interpret it regarding sleeping on Shabbos or not? One shita says that the Talmidei Chachamim who are learning during the week and need to take a rest should be the ones sleeping on Shabbos, and the Bala Bat, we don't have such a time to learn during the week, should be the ones learning on Shabbos. And the other shita says no. The Talmidei Chacham, whose oneg is learning of Torah, they should not be sleeping on Shabbos. And the Bala Bat, who enjoy sleeping, should be the ones sleeping during the week. And this is how the Meiri brings it down. And they tell a story about Rav Adi Yosef, that he came to visit America once. He was staying in Brooklyn by the home of Rav David of Ozieri, and an Erev Shabbos, Rav Adi Yosef asked his host if he could have a nightlight in the closet so that he could learn a little bit of Shabbos night. So he told him that I already prepared a nightlight in the large closet, like a walk-in closet in the guest room, and you could open the door a little bit from the guest closet, and that would be sufficient. And then you close it when you want to go to sleep. So the next morning, the host asked Rav Adi Yosef's wife, how are the accommodations? So his wife said they were perfect. They said he opened the door, he went inside the closet, he closed the door, and he learnt all night from the light in the closet, and I slept. So it was dark in the room, and I got to sleep, and he had the light all night, and it was a perfect situation for everyone. So, at the end of the day, we see the importance of certainly davening on time on Shabbos. Nobody should miss the Zman for Kriyat Shema on Shabbos, but to the same extent, it seems to be those who daven early on Shabbos have the upper hand, and those who daven later have the Ramah, certainly. I don't want to say to rely on. The Ramah is the halachim Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah is the minhag as we found on the Bach, but we see from the preponderance of the sources seems to indicate earlier on Shabbos is better, but at the same time, there certainly is an enjoyment and an oneg to sleeping later on Shabbos, and people should do what fits their idea of oneg.